This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Second hour of the program, and you can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about immigration, and there's more to say about that. We can get back into that coming up here in a little bit. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and People's Mountaineer here tonight. You got more of these guys coming up later on our internet video feeds, which you can find over at watch.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our Odyssey live streaming page. It's not the only place that we stream live. It's just the one that we like to talk about more than the rest of them. There's probably like 10 of these sites around the world. We're on a couple Russian sites. We're on a Japanese site. Whoever will take us, we'll go ahead and put our feed there if it's no big deal. But Odyssey is definitely the place to go. It's the most freedom-friendly platform that I've come across. And you can go to watch.freetalklive.com for Beard Talk Live coming up tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be happening with Captain Kickass and Peakless Mountaineer. And it will be internet only, so you don't have that pesky FCC and all their regulations getting in the way of what you might be able to express.
If you want to hear our message to the FCC, tune in, because it's...
You do that thing, yeah.
We do a couple of things, but one specifically for the FCC.
I like it. So check that out tonight at 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Chuck is listening. KCUP out in Newport, Oregon. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to respond to the conversations that I heard several minutes ago with the gentleman was wondering why conservatives kind of get picked on about this issue. It's because they use this issue of they interject the racial issue into their conversation all the time, and it's offensive, quite honestly. And it becomes a dog whistle for those people that just don't want to have brown people, when we have several thousands of miles of border that needs to be concerned about, in my opinion. I mean, hell, we could have freighters that are entering the port of L.A. or Oxnard or wherever, right now with contraband. And by the way, they only inspect 10% of the cargo going in and out of the United States. So
you're saying conservatives have an anti-immigration viewpoint because of racism?
I think a good percentage of these people that want to call themselves conservatives, what they're really not, they probably are like neo, like evangelical something or other.
Well, what even is a conservative?
Exactly. Right now, it's been the whole idea. It's been changed so many times in the last several decades here. It's really hard to recognize.
I can tell you what a conservative is. It's a progressive going the speed limit.
What's
a progressive?
A conservative is a progressive that just got his wallet stolen.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck, for the call. I appreciate it.
Chuck gave me a chuckle.
Let's go to Ricky. He's in the Commonwealth. Ricky, go ahead, Pennsylvania.
No doubt there, Brother Ian. Well, I recently heard Thursday that Skeeter had some thoughts on secession. And
Skeeter, our regular caller, the utilitarian accelerationist from California.
And a lot of other things.
Yeah. He's actually on the line. Did you want to ask him something?
Well, I'll initially get his thoughts on it.
Are we
going to
do it?
We'll go from there.
Yeah. We'll bring Skeeter on here. Skeeter, you're on with Ricky from the Commonwealth. I don't know if you had did you have a comment for him, Ricky?
Well, I didn't know what he initially said he had some thoughts on secession. I'd like to know what they are initially. Mr. Skeeter?
Let me pull up my notes.
Why can't you just talk off the top of your head about secession, Skeeter? You're always pulling up notes. You're always reading from some book. And you, whenever you read to us, you can never actually answer any questions that we have. So it's not a real conversation with you. If you actually know something about secession, if you actually have an opinion about secession, you shouldn't have to pull up your research first to be able to just make a statement about it.
I don't want to try this. Do you have, like, are you pro-secession? Are you anti-secession, Peter?
No. Well, yeah, I'm anti-secession, both from my perspective and from your, using your framework of morality. Because
my framework? Wait a minute, Mr. Skeeter. I am pro-secession, but why are you anti-secession?
I don't exactly know what your moral system is. I'm referring to the libertarian.
I believe in secession. I myself have campaigned in the past and will again in 2025, and one of the keystones of my campaign is for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to secede.
Well, listen, here's an important thing to know about secessionists. Is they aren't all libertarians. Secessionists are from all over the political spectrum. In fact, out in California where you live, Skeeter, there's a very left-leaning secession movement called Yes California that has for years been advocating for California to secede from the United States simply because the United States is actually holding back California from becoming even more socialist than it already is. So if indeed you are an accelerationist, as you claim to be, why wouldn't you support California seceding from the United States so they can then accelerate all into full-blown socialism?
Well,
hang on, Ricky. That was a question for Skeeter. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Yeah, first off, California seceding makes a little more sense than you guys seceding. Based upon one, there's three problems with your secession movement, right? One, you're full riding on national defense if you do not move off the United States borderlines. Right? You want to stay within the borderline, so you're going to be free riding national defense. And you know how hard it is when you're spending almost all your income trying to defend your little nation.
That's ridiculous. There are actually countries in the world, Costa Rica is one of them, mm-hmm. that's in within this hemisphere, that have absolutely no military whatsoever. So the whole idea that you need to have some kind of crazy national defense is counteracted by the fact that there's a ton of countries that don't have much in the way of national defense as far as official militaries and that sort of thing. So that's a bunch of nonsense. But you didn't answer my question, Skeeter. You have, on multiple times, when you've called this show, you have described yourself as an accelerationist. Now, for listeners that aren't familiar, that essentially means, as I understand it, that you want to see the government fall, but you believe that the way to make that happen is to make it worse faster, to make the police state as big and as large as possible, to make the welfare state as large as possible, to continue to allow and to encourage even through voting or whatever advocacy.
So in short, accelerate the empire so that the crash comes
out. That is, as I understand it, what Skeeter believes. So why wouldn't he want to accelerate California into full-blown socialism by seceding from the United States? Wouldn't that actually accelerate the end of the state in California sooner?
That I don't know, but it still makes more sense for California to do it because they're big enough where they can actually pay for their own national defense instead of you.
All right, but if I may ask a question, Skeeter. Now, you said about New Hampshire. Now, it's in our hands, our history. Pennsylvania almost blew it away in November 1864. Now, what are your thoughts about secession for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
First off, you're violating the NAP. Like, if you were to transition from...
Sorry, I'm putting him on hold. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Yeah, so if you're to transition, so forget the state secession. I'm talking about a secession movement that moves you directly to a market system, right? You are forcing the people...
That's not what anyone has talked about here. So you're not answering the questions. Thank you for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. We didn't talk about secession that automatically makes the seceding state a free market. Now, that'd be great, But that is at no point what is ever going to be on the table. Whenever you have a secession question, it's just going to simply be, should we say goodbye to the United States? That is going to be enough for people to have to consider. That's going to be enough to try to persuade people to change their minds about. And, oops, I just hit the drop button on Ricky. But anyway,
oops.
He got to talk to Skeeter, which is what he wanted to do. But no one's talking about instantly becoming a free market. When New Hampshire had its proposal last year, and hopefully we'll have one next year, that proposed to put a ballot measure on the Constitution, or actually it was a constitutional amendment, to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot, that would have instantly, had it passed with two-thirds majority, that would have instantly declared independence from the United States, and New Hampshire would have proceeded as an independent nation. All of the New Hampshire government, as is, would still have been in place, which doesn't make me happy, but that's the reality of it. The state police that I think should be abolished, they would have still been there. The alcohol prohibition people, you know, whatever they call themselves, the Department of Liquor Commission, that's the Liquor Commission,
yeah.
The Liquor Commission, the state liquor stores, the fill-in-the-blank, all the different state agencies and such, they would still be operating because they would still be receiving funding through the property tax and the meals tax, and there's not that many taxes in New Hampshire, but those two taxes would still be providing revenue to all the evil state agencies that none of us really want to be around, but we'd rather be around, I think I can speak for most New Hampshire secessionists here, we would rather be around the local thugs than the ones that are 1,000 miles away, because mm-hmm. we know who these people are, they actually have some level of accountability, they're actually, you know, the state reps here in New Hampshire, for instance, very accountable, very reachable, you can talk to these people if you want to. You can't talk to a rep in Congress, you can't talk to a senator in D.C., you can't do anything.
California.
Or even California, for that matter, yeah. So, no one was proposing that, Skeeter. Try answering the questions that you're actually asked. So let's move on here, unless you guys want more comments on secession.
Oh, I was just going to say that it would be lovely if we actually had a one step to a free market.
Yeah.
But that's not real.
Well, the and big frankly, step is getting rid of the government.
Yeah, just that one layer of government is already so radical that we have to struggle to get the idea across.
You're talking about cutting off the federal layer.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, the federal layer of the government.
Yeah, people aren't ready for it. The most recent poll that we did, it was the University of New Hampshire, so very well-respected polling operation here in New Hampshire. They do one poll a month. It's called the Granite State Poll. They ask questions about various different issues, whatever the kind of the issue of the moment is. So, like, this month it's probably going to be about presidential blah, 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 and they'll all throw another issue or two in there. When we did it in May, we were included. We hired them, right? Like, they wouldn't have done it unless we gave them $4,000 or 30-something hundred. Anyway, they asked four questions about independence, and some of the most, what I consider to be the most important questions to ask. We'd asked like 27 questions with a different surveying agency a year prior, and given the limited budget, I said, well, let's pick the most important questions and sort of re-ask those questions. And the numbers weren't as good this time around. Of course, it was a different, you know, sample size and different polling organization.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was still 1 in 6 supported New Hampshire being its own independent nation right now. Now, that's down from not quite 1 out of 3 last year, but it's not insignificant. 1 out of 6 people.
Yeah.
I mean, that is still a significant amount of people. It's 16% of New Hampshire's population. They're ready to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a little bit larger number that is willing to put it to a vote to see what's, you know, what people are thinking. There's a similar number that's like, if we asked a kind of an interesting question of, if New Hampshire was an independent nation now,
mm-hmm.
would you want to join the United States? And that kind, that kind of shifted the results a little bit. More people were less interested in joining the U.S. than were willing to quit the U.S.
I've been telling people that for so often. People are like, I don't understand why you hate the government so much. Okay, well, look, if somebody came to you and said, hey, you and your geographic area, your family and your friends and everything, you guys can join this neat club where, like, this other organization takes, somewhere between 30 and 60% of your money without your consent, claims to provide you these services that, you know, are questionable at best. Doesn't that sound like a great idea?
Well, the argument would
no,
be that
you... sounds like a horrible idea.
You would actually be consenting by joining the club at that point, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, but still, like, it's well, a yeah, horrible idea to subject,
it is a horrible idea.
You know, any number of people in a geographic area to something in which they have no consent.
Yeah, any situation where you are actually spelling out the real facts about what makes a government unique as an organization, then people go, oh, well, of course that's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly try and solve problems that way?
You mean if you don't call it a government?
Right. If you just describe what it does mm-hmm. and the way that it acts, people are very reasonable and go, oh, you can't solve problems that way, which is correct. But as soon as it is in this extra special category, they enter into a religious mode where, oh, you mean the deities? Well, they have different rules. And so here's one of the biggest things for me about the whole secession idea. Like, a lot of people who are libertarians or even conservatives are really rightfully concerned about global government,
mm-hmm.
especially things like the World Health Organization,
yep.
and to a lesser extent, things like the Bank of International Settlements and
sure,
things like
the
that.
UN.
But here's the thing. If you want to stop that from growing, then you have to not only keep that from happening, you have to move in the opposite direction. Like, right now, all they have to do is get one organization into the Bank of International Settlements or the World Health Organization or whatever nightmarish horror they want to foist on you.
Mm.
They just have to get one organization to do that. Whereas, if you split it up a bit, make it so that New Hampshire's a different place from California, make it so that California's a different place than Texas, all of a sudden, it's a little bit more difficult to convince that many organizations to join mm-hmm. this nightmarish conspiracy.
Yeah, it's you bring up a good point. At the operational level of humanity right now, we're talking about technology and how we all communicate and how information gets spread and passed. It's obviously the time of decentralization. We are in the decentralization movement. Whether it's been called that or not by anybody, mm-hmm. I don't know. But perhaps we're just giving it a name now. But mm-hmm. we're definitely in the decentralization movement, right? The advent of the Internet, the advent, you know, it's all stems or branches, if you will, of the network effect.
Cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm. right? And even the Fed now, this is their attempt at sort of using some version of decentralization for more control over humanity, right? But they only want it decentralized within their preferred partners.
Mm.
They don't want it truly decentralized. So it's a microcosm of that. But we are in the time of decentralization. And so it stands to reason that we should also apply this theory to the largest, most heinous organization type responsible for the most death, the most mm-hmm. rapes, the most bombings, the most murders of any other organization type in the history of the world. It
don't
stands
torture.
To reason.
Lots and
lots,
lots
of torture. It stands to reason that we mm-hmm. also need to apply the concept of decentralization to what is known as government. And if you do that, you start thinking about what does government services look like decentralized. Well, it looks like every other product or service that you already buy or subscribe to. You know, you get, oh, I got my Netflix subscription. Oh, okay, well, guess what? I got my Rhodes subscription.
Yeah, I'd love to have a right? snowplow subscription.
I'd love to have an RSP, whatever. A road services provider that mm-hmm. I subscribe to. And if they do a crappy job in the winter of plowing the roads or a crappy job in the summer of filling in the potholes or whatever, I can just go, you know what? You guys suck. I'm switching to this other service provider who's going to do a better job because they got a better reputation or they got a better technology or they got a better leadership team. You can't do that now with government because mm-hmm. it is a monopoly.
Yeah, there was a really, really good article by Andreas Antonopoulos that came out called
Love that guy.
Yeah,
he's still writing stuff?
Amazing. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
still
good.
Writing.
No, he's one of my crypto heroes, man.
Yeah, it's called Decentralization, Why Dumb Networks Are Better. And it's just a really simple, straightforward, and beautiful way that points out actually having the network be very, very simple is what allows us to do really, really cool things on the edges. So, you know, like with the phone network,
yeah.
When they first put that in, there was this huge government regulation on which devices were allowed to be produced that could be plugged into this thing.
Yep.
And, of course, that completely killed innovation for the longest time.
Well, and let's not forget that there was the phone company.
Right.
Right.
It was the phone
company. That was it. They were the only organization allowed to provide telephones and telephone service.
Right. And all of it was in the complexity of the network itself and not on the edges. Now, when you changed that and flipped it on its head, that's when you got things like fax machines.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if an idea is unknown, whether it's a good idea or not, well, if it's this big central thing, then everyone has to agree that it's a good enough idea for everyone to do. But if it's a really simple, stupid network, then I can try this weird application with maybe just you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just you and I can try this out and see if it's cool. And then we can
show
just
anyone
over there.
Yeah,
we don't have to convince anyone else that a fax machine is a great idea. We can just try it out ourselves and then show you. You can decide for yourself whether you like that idea.
Well, the other thing is, when you do that, you're putting up your own resources to do that. You're building the machine. You're building the network, the protocol, or whatever.
You're doing the testing.
You're doing all the work. You're putting the money into it. Same thing with like the Wright brothers that, you know, you'll never be able to fly. And if they had to go to some central committee and ask for the money to build their airplanes, it never would have been approved.
And this is the nature of networks as opposed to hubs, basically, to centralized power structures, is that we can do innovative things and lots and lots and lots of people can put a little bit of effort in a whole bunch of different directions until some of them work really, really well. And then those get spread to the rest of the network because they're really cool applications. As opposed to having a central, very complex network that only certain things can be allowed. And the same thing happened with the internet, where, like, at first, the Ma Bell and all of the phone companies that ended up existing wouldn't connect long-distance calls that were done over the internet because that was cutting into their revenue. But now, I mean, who pays for long-distance service? No one.
Very few people.
Because we innovated around it. And the innovations that were possible because of the decentralization were way, way more powerful than the central network.
And coming back to your Wright brothers comment, right? Like, that used to be, like, unthinkable.
Impossible.
Humans will never fly. And, like, anyone who suggested it...
You'd be laughed away.
Laughed away, chastised, ridiculed, like, look at that moron. Mm-hmm. He thinks people can fly, right? So, if mankind can get over that... Right, and get through that. And now mankind flies more than, you know...
Take it for granted.
Yeah, it's just a thing now. Then it's totally reasonable for us to ask, hey, can human beings just decide to do everything with explicit consent?
I know.
So radical, right? I'm such an extremist.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on whatever you want to talk about, secession, decentralization, immigration, it's all been hit tonight so far. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Millions of Americans are still dealing with extreme heat, and forecasters warn the heat dome is expanding in Texas and in the Southwest. Triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Police in Portland, Oregon are looking for a suspect who fled a hospital Saturday afternoon after firing shots, killing a security guard. Police say the body of a young girl pulled from the Delaware River on Friday is believed to be one of the young children who went missing during last weekend's deadly flooding in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Alabama's Republican lawmakers are ignoring a recent Supreme Court ruling and are refusing to create a second majority black district. A new congressional map was passed Friday with only a single one, defying the ruling of the Supreme Court that upheld a lower court's order to redraw the state's previous congressional map. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show if you want. Number 603-283-6160. We've talked about immigration. We've talked about secession. Decentralization, sort of the overarching theme here in recent moments. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian,
Beakless Mountaineer,
and Captain Kickass.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. It is digital cash, a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. There was some bad news I'm sure you already know about, Captain Kickass, and that is that one of your favorite apps, Dash Direct, is going away. I believe it's actually gone already. I think it left on...
If you had downloaded it already, you can no longer use it to do more.
Yeah,
but if you used it and you have like a gift card or two or whatever that's already in it, you can still use those.
That's good. Okay.
Until they're gone. And in fact, I went in and I bought a couple extra just to have them on hand before I wasn't allowed to anymore through the app. So I do have a couple of them that, you know, it's like Home Depot, stuff like that, that I'm obviously going to use at some point. I just wanted to get my discount while it was still available.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate because, as I understand it, the company that had created that program, they were also behind a Monero gift card program as well. They have exited the cryptocurrency industry for, I believe, fear of the government.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, fear of the federal government thugs continuing crackdown on cryptocurrencies.
So you know, Dash actually came out, and I think it was Dash, came out and said, due to the federal government, we're no longer able to provide this service. They're uncooperative.
Right.
They won't give us definitions. They won't tell us what we are legally or allowed to and not allowed to do. And so because of that, we just can't risk our livelihoods.
It wasn't Dash's decision. Dash is just a cryptocurrency, right? But they do have a decentralized autonomous organization. But even they were not in charge
Dash
of this.
Dash Direct.
Dash Direct is run by a company. Right. It's a company that's like a gift. Behind the scenes, they're just like a gift card company or something like that, that they decided they were going to get into crypto at some point and roll this thing out for crypto people like Dash. And they just said, you know what, we're done. And they closed it down, unfortunately, relatively short notice. But the good news is Dash Direct isn't the only place you can go on the Internet to get discounted gift cards with your cryptocurrency, like Dash. In fact, BitRefill.com has been accepting Dash for years, and they have a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon.
I love those guys. I've been using them for years.
And even prepaid MasterCards.
Yeah, there's another site, too, called Crypto Refills.
Okay.
That,
they take
Dash? I don't know if they take Dash
or not. Then we shouldn't talk about them. But BitRefill.com certainly does. And there's actually another one out there that just started taking Dash on the announcement that Dash Direct was going away. And I'm sorry, I don't remember that one. But wanted to promote BitRefill because they've been doing Dash for a very, very long time. And a lot of their gift cards, not all of them, but a lot of them do come with a discount as well. So go and check them out. Dash, by the way, is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Again, that's Dash.org. We had two Davids in a row earlier tonight. We now have two Kevins in a row coming up. First, Kevin is in northern Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, I just had a couple quick comments on the border.
Yes.
One thing you got to remember is that border works both ways. I live here, within 60 miles of it, and I didn't take the jab. I can't go fishing in Canada anymore.
Mm. They're still not letting unvaccinated people visit Canada?
Last time I checked, that was the case.
Wow.
Probably 3 months. And then the other thing is, all things seek equilibrium. And these countries that are losing all these people that want to leave there, if we would stop giving them handouts, they're gonna continue to keep losing all of their able-bodied, willing people, all their talent, all their educated people that want out. Those countries will have to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're empty and have nobody left.
Well, yeah, if the United States were an actual free place where people could migrate to without having to pay a bunch of bureaucrats and stand in lines and hire lawyers and ask for permission and jump through ridiculous hoops, we would. And if they didn't have a big old welfare program to hand out to losers, then we would really, as you're saying, attract only the best of the best. The hardest working people would be coming here from all around the planet, and you're absolutely right. Those countries would either change into being more freedom-friendly in order to retain their good workers, or they would become absolute ghost towns. And unfortunately, we don't have the freedom right now to allow people to come in here and do that. But to your other point, and it is important, I think, to point this out, you were talking about how Canada is restricting immigration. The border also works in both ways in that if you have a restricted border, it also keeps people in the United States in, meaning that it could be very difficult to leave a very unfree country in the future.
Yeah, you probably couldn't sneak across that border anymore with the technology that they have.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they definitely have a lot of technology. We did go up to the Vermont border several years ago to just kind of check out Derby Line, which is the town that's actually divided by the border, and it even goes right through their town library. And we wanted to go up and see it for ourselves. Unfortunately, we unknowingly picked a Canadian holiday to go up and do this. And
the library was closed.
So we didn't actually get to do the thing where you like step over the border and then step back over. But we did check out the border, and it's, you know, it's not like there's a huge fence or anything like that, but there are certainly cameras all over the place and regular patrols of men with guns driving around. So they probably would see you if you attempted to slip across, at least in that town, but I suspect if you're slipping across in the middle of the woods, you're not as likely to be detected.
The caller illustrates a great point, and that is, with open borders and the attitude of freedom first, the United States of America, at one point in its long past history, was a leader, not a tyrant, mm-hmm. not an abuser, right? It was a leader. It was showing people that freedom is the way. Freedom is the end, like Ernie Hancock likes to say.
What's
freedom
the question?
Is the answer, or, yeah. What's the question, right? So they were leading, right? Now what we have is authoritarians. Mm-hmm. We have they're managing, they're top
ruling.
Down, they're ruling, right? The difference between a leader and a ruler. A leader is one who participates with you, shows you how it's done, isn't afraid to take the risks.
Right.
A ruler, however, is one who goes, "You will do it my way or else."
Yeah, the thing I wanted to point out is, okay, so I don't know how many people out there have ever, like, lived in an apartment building or, like, a very large house where, like, there's, you know, lots of people coming and going. But here's the thing, like, if there's somebody there that you're like, I don't know if you're supposed to be here, there's a real simple question you need to find out. Are they invited?
Mm-hmm.
Did someone who is here, who, like, we recognize is supposed to be here, did they want them to come over? Now, if they did, then they have every right to be there in every normal human circumstance. And the same thing should be applied in this circumstance. Look, if someone wants to hire you for a job, mm-hmm. they want you to be there. So if someone invited you, then you should be allowed to come over. But if no one invited you, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to be over here. What are you doing here?
Indeed. Kevin, any other thoughts?
Just one other thing. The red and the blue teams both have their vision of what America was and what the other team is trying to change it into.
Mm-hmm.
And as these people come here looking to be productive and make a better life for themselves, they have a huge opportunity to change things to the way they should be, you know, more of what the country was founded on.
Yeah.
And as these entitled younger generation, it's wrong to stereotype people, of course, but they're going to be out on their butts when all these hardworking people start to figure out their support in the whole world.
Right.
Thank you, Kevin, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're listening up there in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Let's go to the other Kevin. This one is calling from all the way across the country in Florida. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good to talk with you again.
Welcome,
I really appreciate you taking the call. Wanted to touch base with some of you guys and the people's ideas on secession.
Yeah.
It's a 93.3 is the station. It comes out of Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
WVFT
FM.
Really appreciate,
nice.
Really appreciate you guys being available.
Well, if you appreciate it, then call the station during the week and tell the program director that.
Oh, do you have a contact number for them?
I don't have it right in front of me, no, but I'm sure you can just look it up.
I'm sure I can probably find it when I go over there sometime. Anyways, the comment on secession, you guys have got so many great topics tonight, but secession, where do you want to go, for example?
What do you mean?
And more importantly, well, they want to, the guy, for example, we'll take Skeeter out in California. I only heard him tonight, never heard his comments before.
Okay.
I spent some time in California mountain biking 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I used to go to a lot of the libraries. If you go to the public libraries in some of the larger cities and towns in California, you can find maps dating back to the 1850s and the 1860s.
Mm-hmm.
California Republic mm-hmm. has always been separate from the several sovereign states of America, and was always separate from the United States of America. You have to be aware of the terms that are being used when you discuss such topics. Because the concept of secession for economic purposes, if you choose to use those green pieces of paper called Federal Reserve notes that they use the term dollars as slang for, you've consented to become part of the Federal Reserve Corporation.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to secede from that?
No, that's absolutely
incorrect.
You think
you can still go to an ATM in California and get, what, bear dollars for the California Republic?
Well, that would be up to them. I mean, if California.
Okay, okay,
go ahead.
Look, exactly. Okay, so hold on. So let's run a little hypothetical here. Okay, so let's say you've got a little, say a dry cleaner, right? And you print these $10 coupons for dry cleaning. Now you might have. No, hold on, Kevin.
He's got something he wants to ask you about.
So now, if you make these like $10 coupons for dry cleaning, now. You might have some absolutely nightmarish, oppressive practices that you do for your employees. Now, I'm not consenting to those practices to be practiced on me because I say give someone a silver dime for one of those $10 notes because I think I can use that to trade for something else that I want. I'm not saying that you can then rule me. I'm not putting myself into that network just because I decide to trade a thing that came out of it. So in the same way,
that's correct.
Right. In the same way, if these Federal Reserve notes are something that I know will reliably be desired by other people, I'm not consenting to any part of your system to do it. I'm not making myself a part of your system in order to trade, say, again, a little silver dime for that that Federal Reserve note.
And that's a very valid point you bring up, Ian, correct?
That's Peakless Mountaineer.
Okay, sorry about that. You guys are slightly similar. I have a small flip phone. Anyways, what I'm bringing out by the point of secession, the purpose of his leaving, what for and to where. For example, the secession of the original southern states leaving the Union because they didn't want Lincoln's stealing of their private land for their greenback concept to pay the Mexican-American war off, among other things, that the southern states never consented to, and that Texas, when it came into the Union as an independent republic, leaving Mexico, they put in specific components to that contract, and you can go read it. In a couple of different places, Texas has it in a bunch of their handbooks and other places, the requirements that Texas expected as a republic, or they could secede by default. And if you remember, about 15 or 20 years ago, maybe less, maybe it was like 10 years ago, Texas repatriated a large chunk of its own sovereign Republic of Texas gold from the Federal Reserve banking system that the
I don't recall that at all. That's an interesting story.
Well, yeah, first I'm hearing of it.
And I know that Texas does have something that is fairly secession friendly in their constitution. So, yeah,
because they are a republic, but also the state of Texas, that's all capitalized municipal corporation, is the thing that the District of Columbia Municipal Corporation has that technically it's supposed to be a 10 square mile area that is part of that landmass. And if you guys remember when we were discussing the concept of Jubilee a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was a month ago, I forget it was when we discussed it last, it has to do with the land. So if, for example,
and what is the Jubilee again? You're going to have to recap on that.
The Jubilee is that the law of return, because the land belongs to the creator, the one that made all the electrons, protons, and neutrons that we're all made of. You know, I don't know how to make them. You don't know how to make them. So the creator owns them. Same thing with the land and so on and so forth. You can't own it. So technically, you don't have the right to take a loan out on land. It's not
Jubilee
yours.
Was, if I recall correctly, the
exactly.
term had
every
to 49 do...
49 years, the land goes free back to the family that has been managing it for generations. It's like family farms were originally when men and women...
Didn't it have to do with, like, forgiving
land.
Debts?
Debt forgiveness.
Jubilee. Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And this goes right into the concept of secession. Because that Federal Reserve note, for example, did not exist prior to 1912, 1913, when it was, you know, rammed through in the midnight of December 23 and 24, because those families that loaned gold to the U.S. government back in the 1880s had the right to have their loan paid back, which was necessary for the trade dollars that were issued from 1873-75ish.
I'm getting a little lost here, Kevin. 80s.
Same.
But this is why secession and that concept is so important. Are you doing it for the economic concept? Are you doing it for the self-definition, like you guys discussed, the libertarian
concept? I think there's no real...
No?
Like, there's not a real distinction between those things. Because, like, the thing is... Well, no. Property rights is property rights. Now, I own my body. Now, you can call that economic or not, depending on how you want to look at it. But, I mean, it's all the same thing. If I own my body, then when did you get the right to tell my body what to do?
Kevin, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Yeah,
I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if you want more personal freedom or you want more economic freedom or you want all of the above or you just want to be left alone or whatever your reasons are. If you support decentralization, if you support getting out from underneath the federal thugs, then I support you. And if that means you want to go like Californians and become more socialist and more controlling, and that's what you want, then best of luck to you. I'm glad I don't live there. But if you want to be like Florida or Texas and become more conservative and start telling people what they can do with their bodies, then, again, y'all should be able to have that if that's what you want to do. If, on the other hand, you want to actually have more freedom in all areas and you're a liberty-minded person, you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, a liberty-loving anarchist, you should be moving to New Hampshire. You should be helping us achieve more liberty here so we can actually have a free place.
The study of... the things that this last caller, Kevin, brought up, the corporations and the all caps letters and
it's pretty esoteric.
What I don't want is our listeners to be bogged down in the esoteric, sort of bog of bureaucracy, because that's what it is. It's wordplay. Mm-hmm. It's just different organizations using wordplay to try and control you.
Yeah.
And so I'm not in this for any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I'm in this for humanitarian purposes. I think humanity needs to right itself, right, from all of the evils of bureaucracy, if you will. And the only way to do that is for everyone to be as free as possible. You get to be the captain of yourself. You get to make all of your own decisions. Who better than you to make those decisions for you? Now, maybe there's a subject that you don't know a lot about and you're trying to get into it, then you go and you find a leader, right? You don't elect somebody else to lead everybody else. You go and find a leader for yourself. Hire yourself an expert in that field to teach you, a tutor, if you will, to show you the ropes and how to get the thing done that you're trying to get, and then you pay him for the service, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you voluntarily contract with somebody, and that's how all human progress has been made up until this point.
Yeah, all of this, like, oh, well, no, Texas is actually a republic, and California is actually a republic,
all
and wouldn't
that...
you know it, Pennsylvania, it's really a commonwealth, and none of these are states. No, no, you're wrong. And it doesn't matter that that is what's on paper. It doesn't matter that that's what was agreed to. What matters is what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
What's actually happening is that the United States federal government is telling you what to do. The actual happening is that they can put you in jail for owning a flower that they don't like. That's reality. That's what's actually happening. And it being a republic doesn't make one whit of difference. And as for, like, why are we trying to secede? Here's my reason. I want to see what happens. I want to see what the market creates when we finally get the boot off our neck. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what towns are going to be built. I don't know what we're going to do, but I want to find out.
I bet it'll be pretty awesome, but we don't know exactly how awesome it'll be. It'll certainly be better than what we've got.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the most sound arguments that people have ever made against this is that we might end up back where we are now.
All the more reason to try it.
Right?
Right. Let me continue here with a fresh caller on the line. What's your name, sir?
Rod Marks.
Well, and what is on your mind?
Well, I just want to make a comment about the border. I heard him talking earlier, and I want to correct him on it.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Buell, Minnesota.
All right, very good. Go ahead.
Okay, are they on there?
You are on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air right now. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to mention that the border has given us a lot of problems with all this fentanyl and drugs coming across.
Well, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. The problem comes in when you make drugs illegal, sir. So it is not the border that is causing the fentanyl problem. The problem is drugs are illegal, and so therefore the black market does pretty nasty things to its product in order to debase it and cut it and make it so the dealers make more money, essentially. And
you're making an excuse for them. They should not be coming over the border. We're supposed to have a closed border. Those that want to come in can come in the legal way.
That's a bunch of nonsense.
They're not doing a child trafficking.
Have you ever seen, sir? Have you ever seen the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what is inscribed on the Statue of Liberty? The poem that is inscribed there?
No, I've seen it from a distance.
Yeah, I've also not actually been personally to see it. I mean, I've also seen it from a distance, but there is some very beautiful poetry that is inscribed upon it. It is called The New Colossus, and it is pretty short, but it is essentially all about welcoming people. Shall I read it for you?
We do welcome people, but they can come legally, not illegally.
No, sir. When this was put up, you could just come on in back when, you know, just roll on in and find a place to stay. Get some property, set up your house. You didn't have to ask some bureaucrat. Sir, do you support big government? Do you support?
You don't let anybody talk.
I have a question for you. Do you support big government?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. Now you go right ahead and you say what you were going to say.
All right. The people coming illegally are bringing in drugs and child trafficking, which is going to be a real problem. And we should not have an open border. We have entry points where they can come in legally, and we accept them, and they want to be a citizen.
Fake news, sir.
Europe, the people that came in from Europe were people that wanted to come here and be citizens. They studied our history and language, and they made good citizens. They wanted to be part of America.
It is fake news, sir, that you can just roll on up to some checkpoint and that you'll be able to just come into the United States and make a new life for yourself here. No, there's a ton of paperwork, a mountain of paperwork, as it has been described. There's application fees. You better hire a lawyer because you sure as hell can't understand how to do it, especially if you don't speak native English. But even if you do, good luck reading all the legalese and all the stupid nonsense these politicians have written down. Tell me, sir, do you trust politicians?
No, I don't.
Okay, I want to hold on to your call. You said your name was Rodney?
Yes.
All right, hang on, Rodney. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Rodney is trotting out all of the current talking points of the conservatives that are out there. Just to be clear, the liberals love these restrictions too. But this is the new thing. Oh, human trafficking. Oh, fentanyl. The Chinese fentanyl. We got to stop it with the military. Hour number three is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.